It's the Next Level Contractor Podcast.
Yeah, I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
We are doing it every Monday at 7 a.m. No bullshit in 30 minutes or less.
Eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
We're helping small businesses and contractors be more profitable with better leads and better systems.
We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
And today we're here with Bea Bonte.
Hi.
Who is a social media guru. She's also a delight to be around. She is my wife and the co-owner of Hook Agency. And she has been through many failures on social media. She has been through many successes. We've had crazy stuff happen, like people buying $1.5 million homes off of Instagram. And we've had double, triple, quadruple, 10 times as much engagement. We've also had flat months and bad ones. And we know how to get that too, if you want to know. So we're going to share all the wins, all the losses. I think if I'm a small business or contractor, I'm at a loss sometimes for what to post. What kind of content should I be posting on a regular basis? So what should people be posting?
Yeah, I think it depends a little bit on what industry you're in. Custom home builders and people creating beautiful remodeling projects and something that's like they get a really cool final shot. Those are a little bit of like an easy, obviously, be posting that. But I also think that just because you're not necessary, if you're a roofer or doing painting or drywall, or if you're a little bit more on the vendor side, you're more on the process. I don't think it's a bad thing to post the behind the scenes. People love to see what goes into creating a home, because people that aren't in that industry honestly don't know all the different steps that it takes. So I think that if you don't have the ability to show a end beautiful project, or let's say you're just doing a small little fix for a client, post that on your social media. And I think the stories, especially on like Instagram, Facebook stories, that's a really good spot to highlight what really goes on in a day on the work site. So
and I think one other thing on the social side, I think it's little how-tos. So I'm thinking about less sexy contractors in small businesses. You have also a chance to maybe give a little how-to, a little tip.
Mm-hmm.
You don't always have to be posting about the type of work that you're doing too. You can also do, ways to increase your home value, or here's how to maintain that part of your home, or here's a little nugget of value on a regular basis. And it doesn't always have to be promotional.
And I think that one thing for if you are a general contractor or creating these big, beautiful projects, those are expensive and they're time intensive. They're a labor of love. So really, I think it is important to invest in high quality photography and drone images, because those videos and those photos can be used for a long time on your social media. They're great for your website. I run social media for a company that's often in the parade of homes, posting about when your homes are open, inviting people to come in and take a tour. If you have really good images to entice people to come to the tour, that's going to be so much more influential for them. And people want to see like the end project. And I feel like just people love looking at beautiful homes and cool, unique features. So making sure that you're really capturing that. And then if you're doing anything business to business, making sure that you're utilizing LinkedIn. Video on LinkedIn is a super white space right now, and we've been kind of capturing on that. Tim does a ton of video on LinkedIn. And kind of mixing it up. So we're seeing a lot of articles and just a lot of long format posts. But not a lot of videos. So we've had a lot of success with video, trying to do something a little bit different than what everybody else is doing on that platform.
What about, people have this high standard for what they can put on their social media. We talked to a lot of small businesses that the bar is so high that they never post.
Yep.
So where can you lower the bar? What kind of content,
Yeah. I think that that's a great way to utilize your stories because those go away in 24 hours. If you are like...
Stories?
So like Instagram stories, okay. Facebook stories.
Some of these people that are listening to the podcast might not be doing anything on social right now. And if you're, you know, let's say 50 and you kind of missed, you weren't a digital native.
Yep.
Maybe you don't get that everyone is spending time on Instagram stories. Yep. Maybe I'm in a position where I haven't been involved with it. So I don't, you know, you kind of assume that other people aren't doing it sometimes if you're not doing it, but they are. They are spending, a lot of people are watching Instagram stories right now.
Yeah. So I think that's a really safe place to put content too, because A, it lasts for 24 hours. So it's, if you don't have to be worried about like editing things, it's actually better not to have edited stuff on your stories because it's more engaging. People can actually feel like they're having a conversation with you a little bit. This is a really good way for people on your team to answer questions or do a little tutorial because it doesn't need to be super formal and really like super well thought out or anything like that. So you can do those on Facebook and Instagram at this time. I think that's a really good spot to start. And if you do post on those stories, it will help your engagement of your other static, is what we call them, posts. So making sure you're using all aspects of the platform is a really important thing, not just to go on and just dump a bunch of photos on there.
We get this question all the time. Where should I be? Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just, you know, contractors asking this. We have other kinds of small businesses. Where, what channel should I be on? Should I be on every single one? Should I be on TikTok right now? Should I be on Snapchat? Where should I be? What social channels should I be spending time on?
Yeah, I think that that is a really good question. And I think that's where a lot of people get overwhelmed because there are so many social channels. And it can feel like, well, I can't run all eight of these channels plus run my business. So I think it's really important to nail it down to two or three channels that you feel like there's where your your ideal customer is. If you're building really high-end homes, I'm guessing your ideal customer is not hanging out on Snapchat a ton because that's just a little bit of a younger platform.
Generation Z doesn't have the cash yet.
But I think that it's important to think, I would say just a rule of thumb, home services, I would go for Instagram, Facebook, and house. I think that those are three of the spots that you should focus on.
So you're saying I should pay for house?
I do not think you should pay for house. I think that you should be on house, and I think you should get all of your projects on house. You should have every image that you have of like a portfolio piece. It is a really good way for home builders to find stuff that they like because they're searching for ideas, but they're also looking for people in there. Homeowners. So they're also looking for people who can provide that service in their area. And also a really big thing that's going to be important on house is getting reviews. So asking people who you've done previous work for to review you on house is really important. But I would say use a lot of caution before signing up for a really expensive plan on house because at the end of the day, they're going to do what's best for them. And
I want to be more positive on our stories and I'm sick of ripping these lead generation companies a new one. But one last time, house has charged a home builder that we know who's an awesome guy too much money for nothing, for no leads whatsoever. And I found that to be distasteful.
Yeah.
And I think if you spend time on house and you put up your best projects, you should be able to be found. Don't spend the money on that thing.
Yeah.
I dislike that a lot. But on the positive side, let's go
I think
positive.
It's a really good spot to leverage. Like, I don't think you should disregard it at all. I think it's a really good spot for you to showcase work. And it is really good. Like, designers will, you know, pin there or like tag you in certain things and people get featured on house. So more people see stuff that they've done. It is a good social tool. And I think that you can really leverage it, but I just don't think you need to spend the amount of money. You just need to make sure that you actually have stuff on there and very importantly, getting reviews.
And that goes for all these places. Before you spend the money, make sure that you're active. Make sure you're doing the stuff that you get for free. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram stories, LinkedIn. some of these things, it's crazy that this is free.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane that you can get this much reach. And we're so yeah. used to it now. It's been 10 years since social media popped off and got really big.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually insane that you can get your word out to that many people that quickly for free.
Yeah.
Now, if I don't have a lot of followers yet,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel that.
Yeah.
Right? I don't feel that. But you have to, what do you do if I'm posting a lot and no one cares?
Mm-hmm.
How do I increase my social engagement?
Yeah. I think that is one of the most important things. You have to all, it's a two-way street. Being on social media isn't just, hey, look at me. It's also engaging with your followers. Every time you post a photo, like three photos or throw a comment on a photo. There's people who put in the railing of your home, post or comment something on a photo that they posted. Hey, that looks awesome. It's going to be really good for the algorithm. They see people who are active and using their platform and they're going to serve your post up higher, but it's also just good as like a quid pro quo. People want to interact with people that they feel like are also liking their things and commenting back. Responding to comments that you do get is super important. It isn't just a spot for you to dump your photos and not engage. So I think also it takes time to build a genuine audience that cares about what you're posting. It's going to take time and it's not an overnight process, and it shouldn't be something where you're just trying to get as many followers as possible. It is about being systematic, staying consistent, posting regularly, and then also engaging with people that may or may not be following you and with people that are already interacting with you.
Absolutely. And I just want to say one quick note about consistently refreshing your targeting. So you need to make sure that you're talking to actual customers.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that this stuff where you're tagging other vendors or tagging different people, that's huge and powerful because those people refer business to you.
Yeah.
But long term, you have to think about refreshing that targeting, because I was talking to somebody recently who has an insane amount of followers on YouTube, 100,000 plus. And I think they should be doing that. They should continue. It's awesome. But they have to be real with themselves, because they told me that those people are not actually customers. The audience that they have is people that want to watch this, mm-hmm. but are not in the area.
Yeah.
They're not in the area. So they're watching these videos, but they're not in the area. There's different audiences. I just think it's a matter of degree.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to spend all of your time?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever marketing efforts you should be spending your time on should be ones that are really towards ideal customers. So
yeah.
If you realize you can get a lot of, this is something I'm struggling with, you can get a lot of views on LinkedIn, but are our ideal customers mm-hmm. sitting on LinkedIn, especially if we're talking to contractors and, you know, small businesses, yes, they might be on LinkedIn, but there's an element to me that says, hey, I don't know if our real audience is here. I'm going to take mm-hmm. every advantage while I can get it, but I really have to refresh, and we all have to refresh our targeting and refresh what channels should I be spending the most time on where my actual ideal customers are.
Yep. And I think like not being afraid to take it a little bit further. So what we've seen be really successful, especially in the roofing niche, is being part of Facebook groups. So it isn't just going in and posting on your own profile. It's utilizing the platform as an actual social tool. So being part of groups on Facebook is super powerful. Find a buddy that's in your area so that you're not just saying like, hey, I do this. Hey, I can offer this service. But like someone that does something similar to you. So let's say you're a roofer and you know somebody that is really good at custom interiors. You can go on there, and if someone's asking for a small job in their home, you can tag your friend and say, hey, they do really great work, and vice versa. So I think being able to utilize the spot, the platform as a whole is really important, and not just only posting stuff about yourself, but getting into those area groups and being useful first and foremost, and then offering your service. So we taking from Gary V, jab, 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 right hook, give, give, give. Give tutorials, give, you know, even sometimes people are on there looking just for advice. Like, hey, there was a really bad storm. I don't know. Do I need my roof replaced? Like, what do I do next? If you can just offer that bit of advice and then be the solution when they need one, it's really powerful. And then I think just, you know, every now and then you can ask for a referral or something like that in there. But I've seen on those Facebook groups, people just jump in right away. They're like, this is my business. Give me a referral. Be in there for a little while. Feel it out. Give value. And then feel free to ask. But
and then on the other side, some people just on social media never ask for business and never direct people to their free, you know, consultation form or whatever it happens to be. You should be doing that every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually tend a little bit in the other direction where I don't ask for business enough. So just making sure you are every once in a while just asking for business.
Yeah.
And one other way that we've seen this work is Nextdoor app. My friend Matt, I've talked about this on other podcasts, but my friend Matt gets in there and has... There's actually people asking for all kinds of handyman jobs or little contractor jobs, and you can get in there and be useful. And I love, love, love the tip about getting a hustle buddy that you know else does something adjacent and only referring them and them only referring you, because people just don't want to hear your pitch.
Yeah. And people take referrals and reviews. That's why, like, getting reviews on Google, Facebook reviews are really powerful. House reviews. People, we're in such a review culture. I won't buy anything that, like, I haven't looked at a review or looked at what other people have to say about it. So utilizing that, if someone comes to you from a referral from someone else that they know, it's going to be so powerful. And I think social media is just a tool to leverage that even more. So
in marketing, we call that social proof.
Yep.
If you don't have social proof everywhere in testimonials and reviews on your website, we say have the 5 stars, have the photo of the person, have the actual quote, and make the quote short. I'm not going to go to your reviews page. So this is just a side note on websites. I'm not going to go to your reviews page. Make sure that those testimonials are all over the website. Make sure your social links are all over your website. Yeah. If appropriate, incorporate some of your feeds into the website. Now, should I, if I'm on social media, should I be as buttoned up as possible as far as my business? Because I need to be professional, right? Like, I'm, let's say I've got 3 to 5 people in my business. Maybe I've got 10, 20 people in my business. I'm just, I feel like I'm getting started and I really want to look professional. So I need to keep it buttoned up, right?
No, I don't think so. And I think that there's a difference between taking your job seriously and being serious. So I think people can get stuck in the fact that what they're doing is really important and really serious. But I think that if you don't have a personality and show, like, hey, this is our team, I think it's a lot less stressful to actually show your team and kind of take that burden. If you're the business owner, take that burden off of yourself and encourage people on your team to also be doing little snippets of what they're working on that day. I know a lot of contractors and construction, you're working in different job sites all the time. So it's kind of fun to see, like, if one person is doing something in Minneapolis and someone else is working on something in Edina, having different parts of the story up for people to see. And I think, like, giving a lot of your actual personality so that when people meet you, they're like, oh, yep, I know exactly what I'm going into. Especially when you're in a home services, people are inviting you into their home. And this is like a very intimate process. So if they can have a little bit of, like, familiarity with you and they know what your personality is going to be like, I think that just, like, makes people, like, their walls come down a lot more because they've already seen you talking to them. On your story or through Instagram or even through a video on Facebook. They've heard you, they know your voice, and they feel like they already know you. So I think showing your personality is super important, and don't worry about being super buttoned up, and people really just want to see genuine behind the scenes real life.
We've got a roofer that, you know, somebody talked to them and there's a one call close for a very expensive roof, but he said, I already feel like I know you. Seen your videos all over. So there you go. And I think it's kind of like food groups a little bit with social media. You don't want it to all be just wheat and meat and whatever. You got to every once in a while put in a little spicy. You got to put in a little bit of tart. you got to take a stance on something. I'm not telling you to get out there and be all political, and no offense, but some of these people, like, we don't need to know all about your religion. No offense. Oh man, that's tight. But here's the deal is we do want to feel that you have a stance on something. Mm-hmm. Like, we want to hear, you know, a good story brand thing. We talk about brand stories, and I love this book called Story Brand. And one of the big things there is, like, why is it just plain wrong what is happening to your customer? So, like, I think of it for contractors, it's just plain wrong that they should be being ripped off by Houzz, and that they should be subject to being, you know, getting their leads stolen by these lead generation companies and not building their own platform. What for you? Is it just plain wrong that homeowners should be experiencing this, and how do you help? So actually having a stance about why, you know, cheaper providers or whatever are ripping them off or things like that. It really does have an emotional component, and it, you can be a little bit spicy about that.
Yep.
And tart, you know, I say tart because, you know, I'm not saying sour, but having a little bit of flavor to your stuff. Do you have a hot take every once in a while?
Yeah.
Do you have something that actually takes a stance on a particular issue in your industry? That kind of stuff goes a little bit further because people actually feel some realness to what you're saying.
And I think, like, if you're nervous about being spicy and, like, having a hot take, I think, like, the easiest way you can approximate this until you really feel comfortable, like, being super honest about how you feel about something, or until you formulate what your hot take is going to be, is, I think, like, just being really excited about something. Like, if you're installing something that's super cool that, like, you don't think a lot of other people have, show that and be excited. You don't need to give all the technical details, because homeowners and people who are not in that industry probably don't care or know what you're even talking about. So you don't need to worry about, like, listing all the facts and, like, the reason that you, but just, like, opening something, or when you're getting a delivery, just showing it and being so excited is, I think, a good way to approximate that before you're, if you don't feel super comfortable, like, having a hot take. I think it's just good to have some amount of, like, an emotion, because it draws people in and it shows that you really care about what you're doing.
Love it. Yeah, because I don't necessarily know those technical details, so I don't care. But I can feel the emotion.
Yeah, I can feel, like, how excited you are that this, like, custom cabinet or some, whatever it is getting brought in is super cool. So I think that's just, that would be my one way to approximate that if you're nervous about having a spicy take on social.
And you can think to yourself all kinds of things about social media. You can say people are wasting too much time on there. Maybe you've seen younger people that you know getting wrapped up and trying to be an influencer, and it's actually kind of sad, or they've seen somebody sad about not being involved and having FOMO. But for you and your business, you got to do the right thing. And social is a massive, powerful way to not only increase business, but also just to nurture existing business and to get more referrals and to be, just warm it up. So if somebody goes to your website, clicks through to your Facebook, and you haven't posted in 6 months, they're just not feeling the community. We want to be part of the community. We want to be active. We want to show our activity just a little bit, even if you just post once a week. And you get involved with this community, and you realize, and people that follow you realize, people like me do things like this. And I keep on saying this on our videos, but people like us do things like this. You want that vibe. So if you can feature your best customers, if you can show more of that social proof, if you can promote when you get a good testimonial, if you can show a homeowner enjoying their home with photography, whatever it happens to be, you just need to give off that vibe of people like us do things like this.
Yeah. And I think just break off a couple of channels that you feel like you can get into. I would start two or three platforms, like I said, in the home services, Instagram, Facebook, Houzz, or Pinterest, just depending on how visual your like your actual niche is, but I think start small and
you can post the same photos on both.
I think just, you know, make it so that it actually can be a habit. I think people sometimes feel like there's too much out there, so they just do nothing. So, I would just encourage start small, start on one, start on two, and just go from there. Get started, create systems so that you can do this rhythmically and don't get discouraged. And my last thing is just engage with people, treat it like it's actually a social tool. And I think you're going to have a lot of success, but it does, like a lot of things, take time. And if you're genuine, consistent, and giving and encouraging to others on the platform that you're on, you're going to have a lot of success.
I love that. Treat it like it's a real social situation, because it is.
Mm-hmm.
You go into a party, you don't just talk about yourself the whole time. You go compliment others, you ask questions, you ask good questions.
Mm-hmm.
And you engage everybody that interacts with you. So don't just leave their comment out there. Nice job. Thank you.
Yep.
We worked hard on it. Do you know what I mean? Be real and ask questions. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, Bia, for joining us. Mm-hmm. I think this was a super useful podcast. Obviously, a lot of experience in this. Probably more than any business owner out there, just because multiple accounts and working to increase engagement over time. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. The podcast is from Hook Agency, hookagency.com, all over social media. And we'll be back next week for the Next Level Contractor Podcast. Every Monday, 7 a.m., no bullshit, 30 minutes or less. Helping small businesses and contractors be more profitable with better leads and better systems. Bye.